It's Yodua, the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, in Perek Beis Halacha Chaf. The Rambam is discussing this halacha of somebody that was forced to give a get. He doesn't want to give a get. We're koyfen oisei atchiyem eroitzani. And the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Chaf says as follows. He says, if somebody's forced to give a get, he doesn't want to, but it was koyfen oisei atchiyem eroitzani. So the get's a good get. Wait, the Rambam, v'lom aloi batal getze. I don't understand. Why is this get not batal? Sharehu onus. He's being forced to give it. Bein biyad goyim, bein biyad Yisrael, whether Yid's forcing him or Goy's forcing him. At the end of the day, he's being forced into doing. So if he's being forced into giving this get, so why is the get a good get? L'chayr, the get's being given by onus. Says the Rambam, she'ein oimrim onus. The only time we invoke the din of onus, elu l'mishin nilchatz v'nidchak lasa yisdover she'ein amechuy menatayr lasa. The only time we say onus is if a person's forced to do something that he's not obligated to do. Kugoyin, misha hukka, if somebody was hit, atche machar, until he sold something, oinasan, or he gave something as a gift. Ava misha takfa yitzri hara, levatol mitzvah. But if somebody was overcome by his yitzahara, t'mi mevatol mitzvah, oi lasnis aveira, or somebody was overcome by his yitzahara to do an aveira, for hook and he was hit until he came around and he did the thing that he didn't want to do but that he's obligated to do, or he didn't do the avera that he was holding by doing. Meaning, if somebody was holding by doing an avera, somebody is holding by not doing a mitzvah, and then somebody forced him to do the mitzvah, or somebody forced him not to do the avera, ein ze onus mimenu, says the Rambam, even though he was forced to do the mitzvah, or he was forced to not do the avera, we don't see him as an oynus. Elohu onas atzmei bedaitei hara. The way we deherit is that this person, before he was forced to do the right thing, was somehow being ma'anis himself to do the wrong thing. And when he did the right thing, now he's doing what his real das is, and now he's out of the state of oynus. Lefichach, says the Rambam, zeshe inu roitzel legarish. This person doesn't want to give a get. Meachas shu roitzel liyos miyisrael. Being that he wants to be a yid, roitzel ulasis kol ha-mitzvahs. So we assume he wants to do all the mitzvahs. Ulesrachik min averis, and he wants to distance himself from all the averis. Ve'yitzrei hu shetokfoy. But when he's not doing the right thing, it's because his yitzahar is getting the better of him. Ve'kivon shehukat shetoshash yitzrei. But if this guy was hit until his yitzahar got shvach, v'amma roitzani, and he said roitzani, kvar girish lertzoyne. At that point, we assume he's doing what he really wants to do. This Rambam's very wordy. But in one line, what the Rambam says is that the reason when a person gives a get ba'oinus, it's not considered that the get was given ba'oinus. It's because really, every yid's real rotzen, his tifa rotzen pnimi is to do the right thing. It's to do the rotzen Hashem. Now, sometimes people don't do the right thing. And sometimes people have machshavos ra'os to not do the right thing. But that's all together because they're in a matzav of oynus at that point. When you do an avera, you're mamish an oynus. What's being ma'anis you? It's a horror is being ma'anis you. But you want to know what the rotzen of a yid is. The rotzen of a yid is always to do the right thing. So if you have a person who doesn't want to give a get, and now he gets forced to give a get, when he gives the get, we don't see him as giving the get ba'oynus. We see him as giving the get berotzen. What do you mean? He didn't want it, and he was forced into it. No, when he didn't want it, he was in a matzav of oynus. When we were ma'anis him to give the get, what we were really doing was, we were removing the oynus of making him not want to give the get and reinstating his real tifer rotzen, which is to give the get. And this Rambam is one of the most famous Rambams ever. Perek Beis Halacha Chaf and Hilchos Gerushin. A little bit of a Musa Shmuz, and this is a Rambam that's quoted in halachic circles, it's quoted in Musa circles, that the Ratzon Pnimi of every single Yid really is to do the Ratzon Hashem, and even though sometimes it doesn't look like he's behaving that way, that's because Yitzrei Takfai, and really, his Yitzhar is being ma'anis him to do the wrong thing. But when a Yid does the right thing, even if he was forced into doing the right thing, we deher it not as if he's doing it ba'oinus, as if he's doing it ba'ratzen. Now, as it relates to the Agadata and the Musar and the Machshava that comes out of this Rambam, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Tonight, we're going to talk about the Halacha and one Lomdus that comes out of this Rambam. Again, we're not learning an easy sugyo. But as we mentioned yesterday already, this sugya of Tolyu of Azov and Zvini Zvini touches on major foundational lumdas. And one of those big shtiklach come from this Rambam right here. Because the emes is like this. Kana ben Shoyl. There's a very, very stark akasha you have to ask on this Rambam. I mean, it jumps. It's boil it. The Rambam brings the halacha that if somebody's forced to giving a get, The get's a good get. Fake the Rambam, I don't understand. For Lomalei Batal Gadzeh. He's an onus. If he's an onus, how could the get be a good get? Zok the Rambam, a shtickle Torah for the ages, to be miyash of this kasha. Shaloi Kedarka, mamish in the middle of Hilchas Gerushin. Right, the Rambam always ends all his halachas with a Musa Shmuz. Ki yodua. But that's at the end. Perik Beis Halacha Chof, for the Rambam, Tavar Farayin, a Musa Shmuz, is very much out of character. But the Rambam's saying it to answer a kasha that's bothering him. I don't understand how you can give a get ba'oinis. At the end of the day, you have to have das, you have to want to give the get. And this person didn't want to. And if he didn't want to, how could the get be a good get? So the Rambam knows his rotzen is to do the right thing, and being that his rotzen is to do the right thing, and the right thing is to give the get, it's for that reason the get's going to be a kosher get. But what's the kasha? The kasha is the Rambam paskens like Rav Huna, toyu v'zov in zvini zvini. The Gemara said, Hilchas, it's not negotiable. We pass in toyu v'zov in zvini zvini. And what's the svar of toyu v'zov in zvini zvini? Agav unse gomer makna. And that's true by Mekach HaMemker. Without mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chachamim, without the Rambam's epic shtickle Torah. So if that's the case, all the achroinim mutcha, what was bothering the Rambam here in Hilchas Gerushin, that the Rambam felt that he asked the kasha of a lomalei batal gadzeh, and he had to say a whole lomdus to try to answer that question. It's poshet. The reason the get works is because of Rav Huna's din. Agav unzi gomer makna. And being that agav unzi gomer makna, so it's for that reason that it works. It's a plia atzuma. It's a incredibly shver Rambam. The Rambam shtickle Torah is fire, but at the end of the day, was aren't the Rambam? If toyu v'zovin is vini zvini, so this is your regular toyu v'zovin is vini zvini. Now it's kedai to speak out just in case you didn't see Tosfos and the Rashbam, but you'll ask me that maybe it's different because maybe a get is not really toyu v'zovin, right? We made a big deal that toyu v'zovin is vini zvini, but toyu v'yoyev not. So the Rashbam and Tosfos already are meichich from the Gemara that get is considered the equivalent thereof to toyu v'zovin. The question is why? The Rashbam says, because at the end of the day, if you're divorcing someone that you're supposed to divorce, so you probably don't have such a good shalom bayis, so you are getting something in return by giving the get. The Rashbam Tais brings from the Riyah, different mahalach, but that's not the teretz. Because it's mavur in the sugyo that giving a get is toyu v'zovin. It's not toyu v'yav. So again, vos arto the Rambam, and why did the Rambam need a shtukol teira? And the emesis is another kasha. The lashon of the Gemara is, as it relates to a get, the Gemara said the same thing with regards to someone that was forced to bring a carbon that he didn't want to bring. The Gemara says that it's not enough that the person agrees to move forward, right? He also has to say roitzani. The Rashbam, in a few places in our sugya, says that the same is true for every toyu of his oven. Toyu of his oven zvini zvini, but only if the moicha says roitzani. If the moicha doesn't say roitzani, there's no toyu of his oven zvini zvini. Meaning, part and parcel of Rav Huna's chiddush is that the guy has to say roitzani. And if he doesn't say roitzani, it doesn't work. Stating that, the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, when he brings Rav Huna's halach of toyu of his oven zvini zvini, he doesn't say that the moicha has to say roitzani. In Hilchas Gerushin, when the Rambam brings the halacha, he says mefurish that makinoisai ad sheyoy meroitzani v'yichta v'get v'get kasha. But he has to say roitzani. So the achroinim asks, that why is it that the Rambam brings this tanai of roitzani, which is really mefurish in our sugya, in Hilchas Gerushin, but not like the Rashbam, did not bring it in Hilchas Mekachim. So there are different mahalchim to be miyashiv this Rambam. Oh, but the Ikka Mahalach in Yeshiva, and Reb Shach and Avi Ezri, and Perek Dal Loch Alf Hilchas Ishus says this, and Reb Nachum, Chedush Reb Nachum brings it from Meir V'chami, Hishver, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and Emesis, the Nesivis already says it's a Simir Reish Hei, and Reb Jimmy Trofsky on the bottom of the Nesivis brings that it's already a Chuvin Chem de Shloima, so the Gedoyli Yisrael and Alu Deiris already had the same basic Mahalach to be Miyash of this Rambam. And it's really based on one other very short Rambam. And that is the Rambam right in the beginning of Hilchas Gerushin. Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph. So how does Hilchas Gerushin start? So we know Masechtas Gittin starts. And maybe get Mevdina Sayom, Tzorach Sheyoymar, Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtam. But that's not the way the Rambam starts Hilchas Gerushin. The Rambam starts like this. Eino Isha Miskareshes, Elo Biksav, Sheyagiela, Viksav Zehu Anikra Get. How does a woman get divorced? By a ksav arriving by her. Viksav Zehu Anikra Get. Says the Rambam. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Vasoru Dvarim Hein Ikra Gerushim and Atayr Ve'eluhein. There are 10 Tanoim that go into Ikra Gerishin, and the Rambam says, let me tell them to you. The first one is, Shelo Yigarish Ha'ish Ela Bertzoinoi. That a man that gives a get has to give the get Bertzoinoi. And then the Rambam lists the other nine. After the Rambam brings the ten, he brings the Makairis to all ten of the Tanaim. So the first Tanai is, Shelo Yigarish Ha'ish Ela Bertzoinoi. Says the Rambam, Uminayin Shasar Dvarim Elu Menat Torah. How do I know that these ten things are Menat Torah? Shenemar, referring to the first one, Shelo Yigarish Ha'ish Ela Bertzoinoi, because it says in the Pasuk, V'hoyom Lo Yisintzachem Be'enav, V'kosav La'seifa Krisos, V'nosam Be'yada, V'shilchami Be'esai. Says the Rambam, the Torah says a whole story when a man divorces his wife. V'hoyom Lo Yisintzachem Be'enav, what do you need this whole story for? Guy wants to give a get, you give a get. From there we learn that if the person wants to give a get, why? Because she's not then it's going to be a get. But if it wasn't a matziv of he didn't want to give the get, then already the get's not going to be a get. It's a freak of shach. And Frank Rab Nachum B'Shem Rab Chaim Shmuel Levitz, I understand this Rambam. It's mamish the first Rambam in Ilchus Gerushin, but it's a plea of this Rambam. The Rambam says that get only works if the man has rotzen to divorce his wife. Every transaction in the world only works if the person has rotzen to do it, right? A mechira is a mechira if you want to sell it, and a mekach is a mekach if you want to buy it, and a kedushin is a kedushin if you want to get married, and from the Ishan's perspective if she wants to be miskadeshes. Every transaction in the world requires das, right? Zok the Rambam, when it comes to gerushin, this 10 tonight, and the first tonight lo yigarish ha'ish ela b'tzoyne mit adrosha v'hoyim lo yisintzachem be'enav, so we learn from there melameh she'ena migarish ela b'tzoyne. What's this halacha, and what do you see in this pasuk that you don't know from every other transaction in the world? Zogin de Rosh Hashivas. It's muchach from this Rambam. It's klar. It's the only way to understand the Rambam. Parshat Pshat. It's muchach from this Rambam that the amount that you have to want to give a get is more than the amount you have to want to engage in a transaction. In order for a transaction to be a transaction, obviously you have to do the maisa, but in addition to that, you have to have das. And that's always the lashon that you find. Right? Chereshayt v'katan are not b'nei das. In our sugyo, you have to be goymer das. For gerushin, it's not enough you have to have das. You have to have rotzen. So what does this mean in English? Das means you know what you're doing. Rotzen means you want to do what it is you're doing. For a transaction to be a transaction, all you need is das. As long as I have das to do this thing, I have a yediyah, I have knowledge of what it is I'm doing. I'm not drunk, or I'm not in the middle of my sleep, or there's no umdana the mukhach that I just don't know what I'm doing. So then you fulfill this, the requirement, the prerequisite. You can check off the box that says, yeah, this person had das. You don't have to want to do it, but you have to have das to do it. You have to have knowledge. You have to have a idea. You have to be cognizant of what it is you're doing, as opposed to being under the influence of something. But the point is, as long as you have das to do it, that satisfies the tenai of what you need in order to be able to effectuate a kinyan. As opposed to gerishin, it's not enough that you have das. You actually have to want to do it. And if you do it with das, but you didn't want to do that thing that you did with das, it's not going to be enough. And you know, now you know that, not from the din das from Kol HaTorah Kula, that you know because it says in the parashah of Gerushin, "Amloy Simtzo Chaim Beinov," and from there we learn, "Melabi Chaim Megarish Ela Betzoyin." Zogin the Rosh Hashivas. That's why, when it comes to the sugya of Tol Yuv Vizavin, as much as Rav Huna said, "Poshet Svaruhu Agavun Tzigamir Yamakna," that svara, that flick works in Hilchas Mekach HaMemker, because there all you need is das. And Al Zen Nemar Agavun Tzigamir Yamakna. We assume that Al Yedei Da'Oinus, you came to a place where you had a Gemir Sas. Prime said it's not 100%. It's only maybe, but Al Zvarim Shavalev, you end up getting it. Peseder. But at the end of the day, Agavun Tzigamir Yamakna. Up of Tzikum Tzigerishin, Hatiramam, Lishitosoi, what he said in Berak Aleph, Halach Aleph, and Halach Abeis Ga'art. What do you mean, tell you, when it comes to Gerushin? Over there, it's not enough you have das. Over there, you have to have rotzen. It's freak the Rambam, I understand. You have rotzen? The guy clearly doesn't want it. Now, did he have das? Yes. He came through to a place of agavun tzigamer makne, but his zikha didn't have rotzen. He did not want to do it. This is the last thing in the world he wanted. He was forced into it. They beat him to a pulp, and he said, "Right, Sani, okay." So yeah, he had das. Das, yeah, agavun tzigamer makne. So whatever das requires, that much he had. But rotzen, how could you say he had rotzen? It's fake the Rambam. What's going on over here, Iskereshin? And for the Rambam, you have to say, because deep down, the rotzen of a yid is always to do the right thing. I mean that deep down. The rotzen of a yid is always to do the right thing. That's why it's going to work. But the reason the Rambam needed a shtickel Torah in Hilchis Gerushin, that he didn't speak out in Hilchis Mekachem Emker, that really there's no mention of even in our sugya, it's because the Rambam in Gerushin L'shitasai has a higher standard, there's a higher threshold of how much das, so to speak, you need in order for it to go into effect. For a regular kinyan, all you need is das. But for Gerushin, you have to have rotzen. That's the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchis Gerushin. And that's why the Rambam says that when it comes to Gerushin, you have to say roitzani. You don't have to say roitzani by Mekachem Emker. You know why? Because by Mekachem, you don't have to want it. We don't care if you want it. As long as you had das to do it, that in and of itself is going to be enough. Oh, but when it comes to Gerushin, over there, you have to have rotzen. And that's why the Rambam over here said a shtickle Torah. I want to go one tefach tifer, and that is like this. It's just kedai, I think. And that is, you know, anytime a person does a transaction, right, you have to want the outcome of the transaction. You have to want it. The answer is no, right? You don't have to want the outcome of the transaction, just to bring out the point. Exhibit A for this is the sugya of Dvarim Shabalei, right? Take a guy who, this person, he sold all his nechasim adaitel amesnek l'eretz Yisrael. And afterwards, his plans changed. He's not going to Eretz Yisrael. He comes to Rav and he tells Rav, you know, I only did it because I thought I was going to Eretz Yisrael. Now it turns out I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael. So what did Rav tell him? I have Dvarim Shebelev. And Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim. Let me ask you a question. The Mechir is only Mechir if he had Das, right? He clearly only had Das to sell it if he was going to Eretz Yisrael. So now he's not going to Eretz Yisrael. So why is the Mechir a Mechir? Hey, posh the kasha. Here's your textbook case, literally. It's the Gemara's Mashal of Dvarim Shebelev. He sold all his Nechasim because in his head he was going to Eretz Yisrael. He only sold his Nechasim because he thought he was going to Eretz Yisrael. Now it turns out he's not going to Eretz Yisrael. Rava said, oh, I'm sorry, if you would have said it, great. But you didn't make a Tanai, and even though you thought it, it's Dvarim Shebelev, Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim. I don't understand. The Mechir is only Mechir if you have Das. That's Pasha. And he only had Das if he was going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So if there's no Das, there's no Mechira. So what's Rava saying, Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim means the Tanai that he made Beliba is Nishkai Tanai. Forget about who cares about Tanayim? He Das. I'll ask you another kash. A person makes a Tanai and it's not a Tanai Kofel. Right? It's not Oiska Haltim and Mishpatei HaTanayim. So it's Pasha that Tanai is not a Tanai. What do you mean? At the end of the day, he didn't have Das. He clearly only wants to sell this in the event that you're going to do that. So if you don't do that, then the Mechir shouldn't be a Mechir. So what's the Teretz? The Teretz says Das means you know what you're doing. The fact that you only are interested in the outcome in the event that XYZ plays out, you don't have an opinion. Once you do this, that's it. You're now surrendering to the fate of this transaction. I don't care whether the outcome is totally in this and the outcome is totally in that. It's something that's irrelevant, and we don't really care what you were thinking. So when this person sold his nechasim, adaita lemesek l'eretz Yisrael, did he have das to sell his nechasim? Yeah. Now, he only wanted the Mechira to be a Mechira if he's going to end up going to Eretz Yisrael. We don't care what he wants. His rotzen is neither here nor there. Now, this is true when it comes to Mekachem Emker, and this is true for Gerushin also. If someone's Megarish and Isha, and he's thinking Dvarim Shebelev, Avada Dvarim Shebelev, Einu Dvarim Hilchas Gerushin. Ah, you're going to ask me, the Rosh Yeshivas are saying that when it comes to Gerushin, the Rambam says you have to have rotzen. And there, your rotzen was only for it to be a get in the event that certain events were going to play themselves out. What's the teretz? The teretz is rotzen on the maisa versus rotzen on the outcome. And again, it's a nuance, but it's posh critical in terms of understanding all these different transactions. And that is, avada gevis, you never have to have rotzen on the outcome of a transaction. Whether you have rotzen or you don't have rotzen, that's neither here nor there. In order for a kinyan to go into an effect, you have to have das to do the maisa kinyan. And as long as you have das to do the maisa kinyan, whether you want the outcome in this scenario, that scenario, as long as you stelt through the Maisa, now the Maisa has a life of its own, and we don't really care what you want or you don't want. What would be Mechadish is, the Rosh Hashivas, Rav Shach, and Rav Shmulevitz, is that when it comes to Gerushin, it's not enough that you have Das to give the get. You have to want to give the get. But want what? Not the outcome, want the Maisa. You have no control over the outcome. You control the Maisa. The Torah dictates what the outcome is. That's the point. So ordinarily, when it comes to Mekach HaMemkar, it's Das in the Maisa. When it comes to Gerishin, it's even Rotzen in the Maisa. As it relates to the outcome and the Chalois, there, even in Gerishin, you don't have to have Rotzen for that. You just have to have Rotzen for the Maisa. But this is the big Vart. The big Vart is, and that's what emerges from this Rambam Perek Beis Halach HaChav and Ilchas Gerishin, that ordinarily, in order for a Kinyan to be a Kinyan, you have to have Das. When it comes to Gerushin, it's not enough Das, you have to have Rotzen as well. How do you know that? That's the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, sometime from a Pasuk, that you actually have to want the get to be a get in order for the get to go into effect. That's why the Rambam says, Tol Yuv Ezovin Zvini Zvini, you don't have to say Rotzeni. But by get, you do have to say Rotzeni. Why do you have to say Rotzeni? Because we don't really know if you have Rotzen or not. And Rotzen's critical when it comes to Gerushin. We don't care about your Rotzen. Not on the Chalois, not even on the Maisa. You don't have to even want to do the Maisa. If you had Das, do the Maisa, that's going to be enough. Oh, but by Gerishin, you have to have Rotzen on the Maisa Al-Koponu. And that's why you have to say Rotzen. And that's why the Rambam wasn't just satisfied with what Rav Huna said, when it comes to explaining it to Noshim. And the Rambam needed a Shtekel Torah. And that's his Vim Toymar and his V'yei Shloimar with his whole Musa Shmuz, that deep down the Rotzen of every Yid is to do the right thing. Why did the Rambam speak it out? Because the Rambam understood that Rav Huna addressed the Das. But Lishitos, he said, the Rambam, you have to have Rotzen by Gerishin. For that already, we don't have Rav Huna's words in the Gemara. And that's why the Rambam had to be Moisef Tishtekel Torah. Again, we're going to revisit this Rambam tomorrow. And tomorrow's braid will be a little bit lighter. It's pretty hard for it not to be lighter, but it will definitely be a little bit lighter. Torah from the Heilige Chasam Sofer and Meir Simcha. That's Hashem. We'll talk about that tomorrow.